This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. New Zealand's ruling Labour Party has officially named Chris Hipkins as its new prime minister in a decision that was widely expected. Hipkins was named to replace Jacinda Ardern, who announced Thursday she's stepping down as prime minister after 5 years in office. Hipkins has named Carmel Cipollone as his new deputy prime minister. Hipkins said she will be the first Indigenous Pacific Islander to hold the position. He said he'll be sworn in on Wednesday. Thousands of protesters took to the streets in Peru's capital as they made clear they refused to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Police fired volleys of tear gas after standing watch over protesters that had been blocked into the downtown streets of Lima. The demonstrators appeared to be more organized than the previous day, and they took over key roads in downtown Lima, waving flags while chanting. Many of the protesters had arrived from remote Andean regions, where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country. In Arequipa, Peru's second city, police clashed with protesters that tried to storm the airport. The unrest began after Pedro Castillo, Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background, was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran's troubled currency fell to a record low against the U.S. dollar on Saturday amid the country's increasing isolation and possible European Union sanctions against Tehran's Revolutionary Guards or some of its members. Ties between the European Union and Tehran have deteriorated in recent months as efforts to revive nuclear talks have stalled. Iran has detained several European nationals and the bloc has become increasingly critical of the violent treatment of protesters and the use of the death penalty. VOA News. Hundreds of protesters gathered in front of the Swedish consulate in Istanbul and set the Swedish flag ablaze on Saturday. Riot police, who took security measures around the consulate building, had stopped protesters trying to damage the entrance of the building. In a separate protest in Ankara, crowds gathering in front of the Swedish embassy and had left a black wreath in front of the building with an inscription, "Say stop to Islamophobia." Protests in Stockholm on Saturday against Turkey and Sweden's bid to join NATO, including the burning of a copy of the Quran, sharply heightened tensions with Turkey at a time when the Nordic country needs Ankara's backing to gain entry to NATO. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended a memorial service Saturday to commemorate the lives of seven senior Interior Ministry officials killed in a helicopter crash this week. It was a fresh blow to a nation already grieving its many war dead. The Interior Minister, his deputy, and five other high-ranking officials were killed when their helicopter plummeted amid fog into a nursery on the eastern outskirts of Kyiv on Wednesday. Another seven people were also killed, including one child, in the crash. Officials are still investigating the cause. Later in his nightly video address to the nation, Zelensky remembered his colleagues, saying, "Every day we lose people whom we will always remember and regret that we cannot bring back." Illegal border crossings in the United States surged last month, with December posting the largest number of U.S. President Joe Biden's term in office. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Authorities say a surge in Cuban and Nicaraguan arrivals at the U.S. border with Mexico in December led to the highest number of illegal border crossings recorded during any month of Joe Biden's presidency. The extraordinary influx came shortly before Biden introduced measures on January 5th to deter Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Customs and Border Protection said Friday U.S. authorities stopped migrants more than 251,000 times along the Mexican border in December, up 7% from November and up 40% from December 2021. I'm Julie Walker.
At least six people were injured Saturday in two blasts in Jammu, the principal Indian city in a region disputed by neighboring Pakistan, ahead of the arrival of Indian opposition leader Rahul Gandhi on a cross-country march. Police said the blasts hit Jammu's transport yard in the Narwhal area. Security has been tightened ahead of Gandhi's arrival, which is expected on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.